Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Okay, first thing kind of goes to what I was talking about, and it is pamper yourself. And the reason why this is important, and I've kind of alluded to this before, and that's what I'm actually thinking about talking about, is sex and women. I don't know, I haven't quite decided. But for women, a lot of times sex starts in our mind. And the only way to get into, Seahawks just scored. The only way for the, everybody said, touchdown Seahawks, Seahawks just scored, tied Seahawks. The only way for us to really get into it is a lot of times it's for us to get out of our own heads. Or we have to like feel good on the outside in order for our mind to tell us that we feel like sexual beings. So a lot of times that involves, you know, just pamper yourself, getting your nails done, getting your eyebrows done, getting your hair done, getting dressed. Not for everybody. I'm just saying for some women. There's always exceptions to the rule. I know we always say this. There's always exceptions to the rule. So when we say this, we're making gross generalizations. So if it doesn't, you know, if the shoe doesn't fit, you must acquit. If the glove doesn't
glove
fit,
doesn't.
The glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
If the condom doesn't fit, you must acquit.
So if, but this is the thing, if you say you don't have time, honestly, you're doing a disservice to yourself. You really, truly are. Because in order to be the best you, you really have to feel good about the skin, you know, in the skin that you're in. Yeah, get up, get dressed, put a nice outfit on, do your makeup to the best. I mean, you don't have to go out looking like, you know, a makeup artist, but just do what makes you feel good. Maybe it's just lip gloss and some eyeliner, whatever it is. Put on a nice outfit. These are things when you feel good about yourself, it's naturally going to come out. I actually just posted a like text meme or whatever they're called. I don't really know what's called memes when it's just words.
Tweetgram.
And it was saying, whatever you feel about yourself on the inside is what manifests on the outside. And I wholeheartedly believe that, especially for women. I'm sure it's true for men, but especially for women, when we do self-talk to ourselves and it's mostly negative and we begin to believe that, you don't feel like you're worthy of, you know, anything really.
Right.
And then that's when sex is really on the bottom tone, because you don't feel sexy. You don't feel, you know, you don't feel pretty. Like, you don't feel anything really. You're just kind of here.
Just blah.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that either. I remember one time you were like, I don't really feel sexy, man. My hair's not done. I was like,
yeah.
It's dark.
But it's dark. It's such a mind thing for a lot of women. It really, truly is. It's a mind thing. And if you can feel good about yourself on the inside, and that's what you feel, you know, in your head, and, you know, whatever, then that's what's going to naturally come out on the outside.
That's good, Liz.
When you're confident. When you're confident inside, you're confident outside. Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely a mind thing.
And real. The reason it's so hard for men to understand that is because we don't have to feel nothing about ourselves.
Yes.
For us, it's totally unrelated. We don't have to feel pretty.
I do think men can be like self-conscious about like maybe about their body, but I feel like their sex drive is so much stronger than women's that it's quickly.
Yeah.
They can quickly override that thought.
Yeah.
Quickly. Because it is very physical. It's physical for men.
Yeah.
And for women, for most women, it's not physical.
Right.
It really is emotional.
Right.
It really is, you know, you have to have that connection, and then your mind, and then your body will follow. And for men, you just need the physical connection, and that's it.
Yeah. I could be feeling bad about myself. I could be sick. I could have a broken leg. If I see boobs and butt, I'm like, you know what?
I'm not really that sick.
I'm not really that sick no more.
Yeah.
We could be asleep, and she could graze our inner thigh, and we're like, what's up? Hey, what's up? Hello. Would you like a little sex? Please let me know.
I just got the fantasy update. I'm excited. I have a fantasy team. I don't know why they put me in this team, but I'm excited.
Anywho. So number one is what?
Pamper yourself.
Pamper yourself.
Men and women. But I'm talking to women.
Yes. Men, take a shower before you try to lay down in this bed.
Yeah, that's true, though. Because that's the other thing. Like, men, don't get in the bed, like...
Funky balls.
Smelling like the outside.
Your balls smell like all day. How long you been sweating?
All day, all day. How long you been at the ball?
Them nethers is on that wrong.
For real, that's...
You talking about, girl, what's up? Ain't nothing up.
Yeah.
Your balls stink. You want to put them stinging balls near me, inside of me, per se? No. Nay unto thee, I say nay.
Nay unto thee, I say nay. Absolutely.
They be taking a shower, trying to give us a hint, like, hey, I just got out the shower. We'd be like, all right. I just played 7 hours of basketball after working a construction job.
Right.
And I just rolled around in the dirt. Hey, what's up? Hello. True. Nothing. Nothing's up.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah, that's real.
Shame for input.
I had to learn that.
Nay unto thee.
I wasn't coming in there funky all the time, but I didn't see the point as much early, like first 6 months of our marriage. Make sure it's all fresh and clean, like Outkast. At least get the T-zone.
At least get the T-zone.
At least get them pits and balls and booty. Because them things stank on a man.
Pits, balls, and booty.
That's what you gotta clean with bleach. You need bleach soap, Old Spice. Pour a little out, put some bleach in, shake that up.
Shut up.
You can't clean them nethers out because it's been creamy on them.
Sorry.
All right. So the next thing, number one is pamper yourself. Number two is work out your sexual hangups. So the article says that our little notes here say that a lot of times women are raised to see sex as dirty. A lot of times it's especially true for Christians. Women, it's like, sex is wrong, sex is bad, don't do it, be celibate, it's wrong, dirty, bad. Then you get married and like, oh, cool, it's good now. Like, these things have been ingrained in your head, and it's not really taught as dirty and wrong as much like that for men.
Mm-hmm.
Because virginity and sex is always seen as taking something from a woman.
Right.
And something from a woman to be protected and held, and guys need to be pushed away.
That's good.
And men are like, you take that virginity from her. You took her virtue. Yeah. Like, his virtue ain't never taken. You know what I mean? So,
That's true.
Yeah. So, you could have all types of sexual hangups. You could have the sexual hangup about not feeling sexy. I know. Remember when Melissa had to explain that to me. And she was like, Kev, I gotta feel good about myself. Because I was legitimately like, I don't understand why your hair not being done. Or you not feeling in the mood. Or you not feeling good about yourself. It wasn't making sense to me. So there's a couple of things you can do. You can speak to a therapist. And people always ask us, do you think you should go to a Christian therapist? And here's my thought. I feel like you should go to a person who is licensed and has degrees to do therapy. If that person is also a Christian, go to that person. But don't just go to your pastor, who may not be a counselor, especially a sex counselor. He might be one of those pastors that thinks only missionaries say. So... I'm nothing against people who are Christians, but we be going to our pastor for everything. We want him to diagnose us with mental health, sexual health, depression, and they don't know all that stuff. So go to a person who is licensed to talk about that. And if they are also a Christian, that is a cherry on top. Okay? But don't just go to your pastor who's from Timbuktu, Alabama, who thinks doggy style is bestiality.
It's not even... Because now you're just talking about sexual positions. It's not just about the sexual positions. It is also about, there's just a psychology behind it too. Actually, who wrote Love and Respect?
Emerson Eggerichs.
He's fantastic. He's phenomenal. And he is actually licensed, like a licensed therapist. And he's a Christian, and it's so good because he really understands like the physiology in our body, and then he ties it to the Bible, and the Bible doesn't negate anything that the way that we're naturally wired. They in fact line up to one another.
Right.
But you need the biblical perspective to help because we are, you know, we believe the Bible to be the true infallible Word of God. So you do want that background. To line it up against our physiology, but you do need a person that has the understanding of both.
Right, because they'll be speaking your language. So that, to me, is like the licensed therapist is the ice cream, and then being a Christian is a whipped cream and the cherry on top.
Right.
That's the perfect blend
right, of
everything. Number two, we're still talking about working on your sexual hangups. One of the most important things to do is talk openly about sex, either during or after. The next point is after, not about physically sex. But sometimes we be in the midst of the act, and if it ain't working for you, say, hey, that's don't work for me. That's hard. That's just, but we be like, man, this is wrong. This is wrong. This is so wrong. I'm not just going to say nothing. No, man. Just like TLC, like a little conversation with my sex.
Oh my God, you've been saying that all week.
It's so true though. But I think here's what I'll say. If you are not communicating openly all during the day, if you don't have a good communication relationship, it's going to be hard to communicate about sex, especially during or about the thought of it, because it's more intimate than saying, how was work today? So if we can't even get to how was work today, then it's going to be hard to be like, hey, that's too much, or I want to try this that we never tried before. Y'all don't have a good communication flow in general. If you have a good communication flow, it's easy to be like, hey, man, that ain't working for me. Try this. Because the person's not going to be upset.
Right.
If we're already at odds and we're having sex, you're like, man, you're going too fast or too hard or whatever. And I'm going to be like, man, see, you tripping. You don't know. And then it's really unrelated to sex.
Right.
It's really because we didn't really have no good playing field anyway. So now this is just an extension of that. So that's why communication is so important all throughout the day, all throughout every day. On days, it's okay for men to have sex. I mean, it's okay for men to have communication that doesn't lead to sex.
Yes.
Like, we were like, okay, I gotta want to have sex with her tonight, so I guess I gotta talk to her.
Yes.
You think they don't know?
We know. Listen.
They know.
We read your playbook a long time ago.
They know the playbook. They know you're gonna go read option, here, read the DM, play action on third and short. They know what you like to do, so they can see it a mile away, and when you start doing it only for sex, they're immediately turned off. They're turned off at 10 a.m. If you only make her breakfast on days you want to have sex, then when you make her breakfast, she knows, okay, here you go, want to have sex. I'm not going to eat your stupid breakfast. These little sausage links is burnt, and you ain't getting that tonight. Because I know where you're going with this.
Right.
So you got to, man, we have to do stuff just because it's what we need to do. Not because we want to have sex later. If you get it, great. But if you only do good stuff on sex days.
We know.
It backfires, man. It backfires. So, I'm going to make sure I hit everything. It's also... Though there were some good things in there, though. It's also good to talk about your sexual desires with each other. Like, it should be your responsibility. It should be your hope and desire to please your partner sexually, your wife or husband.
Yeah.
Right? If your husband is just like, I got it and got mine, you should have got yours. I'm sleepy now.
That's
an unhealthy, that's rude, and it's an unhealthy relationship. It's very selfish. You wouldn't do that with food. If there's a pot of spaghetti, you wouldn't go eat it all and be like, hey, you should have got yours before I got mine, because I'm full now, and I'm going to sleep. But we do that with sex. Like, wait, man, I don't really care how you like it or not. Okay, so being obvious is so boring. So don't do that with sex. And if you are not enjoying it, or this doesn't work, or that's not in, or whatever, have that open conversation and dialogue. It's much better to say, I want to try this, I don't want to try this, I like this, I don't like this, than to say nothing, and the person don't know that nothing's wrong.
Right.
Right? You want to go on?
Yeah. The third one is take it outside the bedroom. And all that really means is for intimacy to occur in the master bedroom, you need intimacy in every other room. Like, really. You can't just expect to be cold to one another, walking through the house, not really talking to one another, not, you know, whatever, and then expect to have it go down in the master bedroom. And a lot of times I think that's the problem, is that we confine intimacy to the master bedroom. And for women, again, we need time to warm up. We need to have an emotional connection. So we need it to start outside of the master bedroom.
Right. And also, if there's if you want to talk about sex and it's a problem area,
yeah,
it's best to talk about it outside the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
go in the backyard, stick your feet in the pool. If you have one, we do, but we don't like it. And say, hey, I want to talk to you about something real quick. Because if you want to bring up something negative during sex, it's not generally not going to go well.
No.
Like, they're going to do something, you know, they're like, hey, nah, no, not now. Don't do that. I never really liked that. And they're just going to be like, hey, didn't know you said that. It's different if you're not into that tonight. But if you got a problem with something they do every time and they go to do it, you're like, you know, I don't like that. You're always doing that. I mean, that'll kill the libido real quick. So it's but the most important topic about taking outside the bedroom is it's about being intimate throughout the day. Intimacy is more than peeing in the vagine. A lot of times, men, especially when I was young, I thought intimacy was the cuddling after sex. Like, we had that intimacy.
But you know what? It's because of the way the endorphins in our body work, like just the physiology behind it, mm-hmm. is that men we're backwards. I don't know. I want to have a conversation with God. I need him to give me a revelation as to why he did this. Women, we get it first, and that leads to sex. Like, the emotional connection we need first, and that leads to sex. And for men, they get the sex, and then after that, they're more open to mm-hmm. have that emotional connection. And it really
be like,
is.
Oh, sex. Ooh,
yeah. Like,
I love you, girl.
After the fact. And we like, yeah, but I needed that, like, 3 hours ago when you were trying to get it. Like, we're just backwards. It really is. It has to do with the way we're just physically wired.
Our internet power plug fell out. So, that messed us up. and I wanted to blame the kids, but they were wrestling in the living room.
Thank you.
So, the last point we were talking about was take it outside the bedroom. Both the conversations about intimacy and the intimacy in itself. Were you talking about it?
Yeah, you were.
Thank you.
Finishing.
Okay, so
I think that was related.
Okay.
You were on this one. We were talking about this when you were going in.
Okay, so the next thing, so let's recap real quick if you're just joining us. First thing is, see, Liz, he's sick, he sneezed.
That was funny.
One, pamper yourself, ladies and men. Step two, work out your sexual hangups. Three, take it outside the bedroom. Why do I keep saying bathroom? Number four, make time for intimacy. Okay. How many shirts do I have? I don't know. Make time for intimacy. Here's the thing that men do a lot of. Here's what we fail to realize. We think because
do it in the bathroom.
Yes. We think that because we work full time that it's still the 50s and our women don't work full time. Like, somewhere in the back of our minds, our women are homemakers, and we feel like, I went to work all day and all that stuff. Most of the time, so did she.
Yes.
Most of the time, so did she. She worked all day, she cooked and cleaned, or if she's a stay-at-home mom, she worked all day. Because unless you stayed home with 2-3 kids or one, even a baby, the kids is work. So we assume that we got some reward coming because we worked all day. What?
Can you go outside?
No.
And
no. Because I don't want you to get all sweaty before church. We assume that we worked all day and they didn't. It's 2015. Most of the time, it's a two-parent
two income household.
So what does that mean? That means you have to make time for intimacy. The easiest way to do that is to take these, charge them, and put them on the floor. There's time for intimacy, but we don't make time. It's so easy for us to just be scrolling on our apps. Mindless scrolling, mindless internet, mindless whatever. And that's, even if it's only 20 minutes of unplugged, me and Melissa call that unplugged time. It's like, yo, turn the TV off, put the phone away, and look into my eyes. And then kiss. But it's hard to just be like, okay, I'm going to check my fantasy. I'm going to watch the game. I'm going to watch Homeland. I'm going to do everything I wanted to do. And then in 5 minutes before she falls asleep, I'm going to turn over and start rubbing her booty. I'm like, hey, is there any more of that sex? Nah, fam. Any more of that sex story? We don't even make no attempt on either side. Both sides can be guilty of making time. So if you're going to do everything you want to do, you want to watch the game, you want to do all that, then just don't expect sex. Because you haven't made the time. It's like we'd be going, sex is ground beef. And you got to take it out, you got to marinate it, you got to season it, you got to bake it. You wouldn't take a ground beef, just open it and bite it, you'll get sick. It's not ready, it's not prepared. So you got to take some time out of your day and prep. When you look at a recipe book, it has prep time and cook time. We just be looking at the cook time, but sometimes the prep time. Amen.
It's vital.
It's vital. So you got to make that time to just, and again, even if it's not going to lead to sex, it's just good practice to take time out from your day and talk. Yeah. Even if it's just 15, 20 minutes before bed. Melissa calls me on her break at 9. I call her on my lunch break. She calls me when she leaves work. And I take the little time from work and I talk to her for 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. Check in with her throughout the day. Send a text, how's your day, blah, 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 JoJo did this, whatever. And then when you get home, you got to follow that up by making time. Because she tired too. She worked too. She cooked dinner. She did homework. She's probably more tired than I am because I just worked. I mean, I sat in traffic for 2.5 hours. But you did homework. You did all that stuff. So it's like, look, turn the game off. I love football as much as the next man. But if watching Sunday Night Football gonna cost me the draws, let me cut it off, fam. You can watch all the highlights. You can watch it on NFL Sunday Ticket, NFL Replay.
Yeah, we are both tired.
We both tired. So we both have to...
My voice right now.
We both have to make the... And here's the thing that we forget. I like that it says make time for intimacy. Because we assume that just being in each other's company is intimacy. This is the mistake I made on Periscope crossing the draw. Right. Well, I'm home and absent.
Somebody said, what's your wife's perspective? I'm letting him talk because I agree with everything he said.
We be home, but absent. We are physically home. But if you're physically home on your cell phone, on the game, on the computer, this goes for both people. You're not making time. You are just in the same room. You got to like say, I'm going to talk to you. Look into my eyes. How was your day? It was good. It was bad. What Carlos was talking about? You want to get knocked out?
I'm hungry.
I still got to tell him about.
Yeah, I keep thinking I'm seeing swearing in here. So I just want to level set right quick because I don't know that if we've ever said that before. So I just want to level set because I don't want to block anyone and just assume maybe you just didn't know. You didn't have the opportunity to understand. That no swearing.
No cussing, no fussing, no slipping, no dipping.
No swearing.
That's what Scott Williams says. We keep it clean in here.
Yeah, we keep it clean. I keep looking up and down and I'm just missing you. And that's the grace of God because I'm not going to block you.
I will.
But I'm letting you know because maybe you didn't know. So.
Yeah, I don't really say that much. It's almost assumed. But if you're new...
Maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know. Okay.
All right. Is there anything you want to add?
No. Make time for intimacy. Oh, the only other thing I thought was really important is that we assume that intimacy will just flow naturally.
Yes.
And it doesn't always. You really do because there are so many distractions. In your day-to-day life, there's so many distractions. It's so easy to get tired and bogged down with your day. And so you really do have to make time for intimacy. You have to make time for each other. You absolutely really do have to make it a top priority because what you invest in will yield your return. And at the end of the day, when the kids are gone and it's just you and your spouse, whatever you've invested over the years, you will definitely see once the kids are gone. And if your yield is low, you know, you can wind up in divorce court.
You got to constantly invest. Constantly invest. I really like analogies.
You do.
Here's a good one. If I open an IRA today, and I put $50 in it, and I never put anything else in it, yes, it's going to gain some interest over time, but it ain't going to be worth as much as if I put $50 in it once a week or once a month. But that's what we do with our intimacy. Like, man, we talked last Thursday.
Yeah.
I talked to her earlier. You got to constantly invest. Constantly conversate. Put the kids to bed early. Turn the TV off. Yeah.
Someone said, you know, you get into emptiness and you feel like your roommates. It's because there was no intimacy. There was no connection as husband and wife, spouse, when the kids were in the house. You've taken on the role of mommy and daddy more so than the role of husband and wife.
Right. And you can have some sex without intimacy.
Yes.
You can have some check it off the box sex, just enough to keep you going sex. And it's very not much different than a blow up doll.
Yeah.
And that ain't, you know, it's not saying that you have to have ravishing, Rick Rude, oily, sweaty sex every time. But if you have an intimate relationship, mm-hmm. your desire for sex will be stronger, I feel like. Right? You're like, man, I want to give you these draws because we've been talking and blah, blah, blah and whatever. But, yeah, we as men got to check ourselves for sure.
Okay, next one.
The
final one. Last thing is mix things up. And someone was saying in the first part of this, being creative is important. Mixing things up is important. And I think the other thing is, for the women, read The Good Girl's Guide to Sex. One thing that I think we get caught up in is doing it like one way, and we're just going to stay in this like little narrow box, or we're just going to continue to be seers.
Hey.
If you haven't checked out that podcast, check that out. And you have to, like, you know, be willing to mix it up, be creative, and have fun.
Flip it over. Flip it up. Get the Kama Sutra. The Christian Kama Sutra. If you've been together for 11 years and y'all been doing the same exact motions every time.
It gets boring.
Boring. Okay. Grab. Nipple touch. Grab my butt. Flip it around. Pump.
Yeah,
and
you did
sleep.
Say that. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse.
Yeah, is your 50-50 man yet? Come in here in some leather chaps with the booty out. Hey, the booty's out. Wearing a cowboy hat. Switch it up. Hey, girl, use the full accent. I reckon I'm about to tear these drawers from corner to corner. Ma'am, I've been told around these parts there's some dust on that cat. I'm here to knock it off. They call me the Dust Buster.
Okay, we don't need a full-on, like...
Howdy do, ma'am. My name's Sheriff Kev. I'm here...
O-M-G.
...to ride that horsey. You hear me, ma'am?
I don't like Southern accents.
Yeah, you do. You ain't had a real Southern ma'am. Howdy you do, ma'am. I reckon my name's Mr. Johnson. And I'm here to slang it.
Yeah.
Sweet!
I think I would laugh too.
But you can laugh.
Yeah, you can laugh.
You can laugh during sex. Before. If I came in with that cowboy hat and made you laugh, you'd be like, come on over here, Woody. I got that Woody. And I'm going to take that Buzz Lightyear, girl. I'm about to take you to infinity and beyond.
Oh my gosh. I think you should
totally sell out sometimes. Men, we always want women to put leather and lace on,
yes,
and go full out and expose themselves and have bras with the nipple out, and we don't never be willing to lay ourselves out. Put that cowboy hat on, get some leather pants and a whip, but don't whip her with it. Hey, black girls don't be about that 50 Shades of Grey like that. Actually, I don't know what y'all be about. I just know what Lissa be about. She like, you ain't finna hit me with nothing. You ain't my daddy. You gonna call me daddy though.
All right. So, with
but that, seriously though, if you're gonna be married for a long time, you gotta switch it up. We don't even eat the same food every day, so we can't expect to have the same sex every day. You're just eating chicken and rice. After a while, chicken and rice is gonna disgust you.
Yeah.
And same thing with sex.
Okay.
Is there a comment or a question?
Do you want to recap all five of them?
Let's recap.
You missed all of them.
If you missed the first broadcast or missed anything, We're talking about putting an end to intimacy problems in your marriage. One, pamper yourself. Feel good. Feel sexy.
Feel good. Feel sexy.
Smell good. Spray some cologne on. Some Elizabeth Taylor White Diamonds. That's what my grandma wears. Don't tell
me. Arroz con pollo. Okay, keep going.
Okay, number two, work out your sexual hang-ups.
Enough.
Work out your sexual hang-ups. I've been also watching Friday Night Lights, so now you want to try this Southern accent. Number three, take it outside the bedroom. The intimacy and the sex. Number four, make time for intimacy.
That's important.
Put it in your schedule. Turn the game off. Put the kids to bed early. Put your phone, iPad, computer, or work away. A lot of times you work from home or can work from home. That's like the worst thing about getting email to your phone.
Yeah.
Is back in the day, you just had to be at work to check it. Now you
can
be basically working 24/7. And number five, mix things up. Wear some leather pants with the booty out.
Men too.
Men. I'm talking about men. Okay. And then ladies, you come in with a cheerleader outfit on. And pom-poms. I'm trying to give you a hint.
I'm whispering. You didn't have to say that loud. Okay.
All right. And that's all. Is there a comment or a question?
If you have an idea, email it to kevonstage@gmail.com. If you have questions. And that's it.
That's it.
Go Seahawks.
Go Hawks! I can love you in the shower, both of our bodies dripping wet on the kitchen floor.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.